Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in today. Today is a bit of a coaching episode. It is a replay of my Living Your Life on Purpose webinar that I hosted for free back at the end of August. It is bringing in alignment of goal setting, and I thought it was the perfect time as we hit the last 90 days of 2023. So if you're looking for some tangible ways to start to take action on your goals, this episode is for you. You'll also notice at the end, after my webinar, I was offering some promos on some coaching spots. Starting on October the 16th, I am running a last 60 days of the year program for a small group coaching, and I still have two more spots available if you are looking. If this is something that you're interested in, then reach out to me so that you can finish off 2023 living your life on purpose, rolling into 2024 already on fire and amplified with so many positive goals. Thanks so much, and thanks for listening today. Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you so much. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. But more importantly, congratulations on making the time for yourself and showing up to this two-day challenge. By taking this initial action, you're already showing yourself your level of accountability and stepping into the actions of living your life on purpose. Over the past few days, you all will have received an email if you signed up for my emailer with your task at hand to come here fully aligned this morning. How many took action on this? Of sitting with your journal prompt and dreaming in all of the senses of what your life will be in 5 years, what your dreams can look like. For those that accomplished this first task, congratulations. Your first win in taking action in this challenge. I want to begin here with all the whys. Why I believe so strongly in goals and dreams and accountability. Why I even began coaching and dreaming big in the first place. And why I asked you all to join me here. I'll start there, my why. My why changes as everyone's does, given the age, our stage, our scenarios, all the things. But the consistency of my why always stems from doing better, being better, and leading a life of example for my children. I have always had an inner drive to push myself athletically. And this is a side that my kids have always grown up around. They have seen that side of me literally leading by example. They have seen me train for races. They have chased me around to cheer me on the Ironman courses. But you know what's funny? It was this summer that the two oldest kids acknowledged seeing how dedicated I was to myself and to my workouts. We were on an extended family vacation this summer, just the five of us. And I missed 2 days of not moving my body. 2 days out of 42 days. And let me preface this by saying that they were not all high value, high intensity workouts, but I'm committed to doing something. So some were a walk, some were a stretch, but 2 days off, something. They told me once we were home that they never actually knew how committed to my workouts I was, although they see, you know, me in the backgrounds, and that they were just so impressed by this. And so that was kind of a bit of, for me, a bit of a aha moment, because suddenly it was like, oh, okay, leading by example. It actually, you know, it finally sinks in. Anyways, all of our kids move their bodies in some way, shape, or form, and they're all involved in varying degrees of sports. But sport is an area in life that I firmly believe will teach us more about ourselves than we ever knew. So many lessons in it. And if you are in sport, you understand what I am talking about. And I will continue to preach on this subject. And you will hear from me more and understand more of why, because it is such a mind game sport, moving our body, athleticism. If you move your body, you are an athlete, just so you know that. But all of this circles full circle to almost anything we can compare in life to. So all of our kids move their body in varying degrees. And whether you're in a team sport, an individual sport, there comes an opportunity to see what you are capable of and what you are or are not willing to do. So obviously, I just said that a lot of my world revolves around sport, but this is also not the only focus that I have. There's just a lot of great analogies. However, so many life lessons are stemmed for me from different encounters and from leveling up through this source. So I want to share with you my most recent why and why I finally decided that it was my turn. Why I was going to commit to getting comfortably uncomfortable and not so comfortably uncomfortable and push beyond my comfort zone and take the leap through imposter syndrome to officially begin accountability coaching. I shared this the other day on my social, but we'll quickly share it again for those of you that missed it. So, my why. My son plays hockey, and he is an age now where kids begin to be recognized for the ability in the sport. And this year, his draft year was upon him. In his sport, teams that are interested in you begin sending you out surveys to learn more about you, your potential commitment level, your interests, and all that kind of stuff. And a common question on the survey that would come up, who do you look up to and why? It hit hard when I wasn't an initial thought of this answer for him. Sure. Yeah, I know he appreciates me when he mentioned the comment about my working out. You know, he does look up to me in certain ways. He loves me. But when it came to this specific question, his quick answer was his dad. And yes, this 100% still makes me so proud. Don't get me wrong. But I had this gut reaction that this is something I wished I gave him pause to think of me on. And so here I sit. After that, I decided that instead of taking little to almost no action, expecting results, which is like almost, as we all know, the definition of insanity, I was going to go all in and finally launch the dream that had been calling me for some time, accountability coaching. I decided. I hired a coach that holds me accountable, and she is still my greatest action plan for my life. I build action plans and achieve them because I have someone in my corner. And most of all, I'm leading with passion and purpose, and so inspired by the people I have been able to already connect with, and from my clients being motivated by their gains and wins. It is so truly soul fueling, and I am just lit on fire. And so, my why, there you have it. It's simple and it's not all at the same time, as is life. So, I asked you to show up here having journaled on two questions today. What am I doing in 5 years that would signify I am living my best life? And the best version of me is. These two questions allow us to dive into the meaning of more, our life purpose. So, the purpose of today's session, how to identify these big dreams and go from dream to tangible steps to take action on and start building towards these dreams. So thank you for a few of your submissions today. Well, yesterday. I chose one that came up a few times, actually. So I will talk on this. When we dream big, like there are so many areas that it can go, but where do we start? How do we even know our destination? Sorry, let me rephrase this. When we dream big, we do need to start, but where do we start? When we are looking at our life of the 5 years that I've asked you to journal on, like, okay, wow, I see all these things, but like, where do I even begin? So if you don't know where you're going or how you're going to get there, you have to have the destination in mind. So part one, the dream. Part two, the goal. You have to then, the goal I'm going to achieve first. This is where we have to break down those dreams and grow with goals. From your dreams, what is one thing that you can start acting on now that will start moving you towards your 5-year self? We can have the dreams, but from the dreams, we need to focus in. With focus, it gives us the ability to build action steps to work towards our dreams. So there were two common dreams that came up. I will speak on one of them for now, but the common thread seemed to be X number of pounds, or it was to lose X amount of weight, or to feel better in my clothing. So, first of all, tangibility is required. You need a set number, a set something that you can actually put that title on. So, okay, maybe to lose some inches. No, some inches is not defined enough and needs to be specific. So yes, to be X number of pounds, that would be a specific. The other one that came up often, I kind of summarized it into side hustle. It was to start my side hustle because I had one person that said to start my small business. Another one was to write a book. And then another one was growing my current business. So similars, side hustles. So I took one life fitness, and then I also took one business related. Again, these two avenues cross over because remember, we are one human. So, for your goal to be achieved, it needs to matter to you. How is this goal going to make you happier or feel more fulfilled? Your goal, your reason, your why. So, to set yourself up for success, your goal must be SMART. SMART, if you've heard these goals before, SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely. It is from here that we can break down the larger goal into daily and weekly action steps. When you work with me over time, each week we identify action steps and I hold you to them until we meet the following week, where we realign, see what worked and didn't, celebrate the wins, and then build upon the next tangible step. So today, let's take the dream of being X amount of pounds. Now that you know your why on this, as I've asked you to do prior, we can begin the breakdown of how. So, if I have a client coming to me saying, okay, this is my goal, I want to weigh X amount of pounds, the first action is to identify your patterns, your daily routines and habits. What does your sleep look like? What is your weekly and daily movement like? What is your diet like? Your alcohol consumption, your stress levels? There's so many more things than just like one simple answer. So it is in all of these habits that we have to dive in deeper to acknowledge where to begin. If you're already at a level that, let's say, works out 3 days a week, let's begin to commit to moving our bodies 6 days a week. Or if that looks like more maybe a time goal, so every day I'm going to move my body for half an hour, 45 minutes, or I'm going to commit to getting 10,000 steps in a day, things like that. From adding more movement, then we can also work on your quantity of sleep and take a look at your diet. And another thing that goes unnoticed often is your water consumption. So many of us are underwatered. And so there are all these things that we can add. But you see, losing X amount of weight isn't just about a number, it becomes a lifestyle. And because I have a feeling you don't want to gain it all back, It is true that these action items weekly, that you stay accountable to that over time with seeing your wins are super important because that holds you accountable even more because you have just held something tangible. So through these wins become a new habit that becomes at some point just part of your daily routine. So it's actionable consistency over and over and over again. It's the builds of commitment to ourselves that we find consistency through this accountability. And accountability is sometimes a hard one to keep. A promise we have to make to ourselves, and a promise is one of the biggest things to ourselves that we need to learn not to break. But having accountability in someone else, in a gym that you go to, in a coach like me, someone to hold you there while you are developing new habits and trying to really hone into a brand new routine is so important. And it is the key to helping you actually achieve your dream. The fastest way to your goal is accountability. So if all you ever do is think of what you want, it's not a dream, it's a wish. A dream requires action. I'm not sure if you've heard this before. It is one of my favorite quotes. It is true. We can all dream and it can remain a dream. What are you dedicated to taking action on in your life? And when is your time? I get how fear can hold us in a place of comfort. This is exactly why my mantra this year has been comfortably uncomfortable, because fear, imposter syndrome, things like this can literally just hold us at status quo. But as we start to push those boundaries, push those comfort, we actualize new things about ourselves. We learn things that we never knew. It's just a whole different level of learning of self, of life, of acknowledgement that there's more. And once you start, it's really exciting to keep leaning into. Without this fear, I wouldn't have begun building this dream business for myself. If I succumbed to my fear, I would not be here today showing up for you. Let me correct that. I would not be here today being able to lead this, lead by example, and showing up for me. I hope that you took something from today's webinar, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow again at 9:30 a.m. PST. Tonight or tomorrow morning, one more day of homework. If you are unsure of your why, please pull out that journal again and your prompt. What is your why? And secondly, I would love you to rate yourself on a scale of 0 to 100. What percentage are you committed to yourself? What percentage are you committing to yourself to take action on your dreams? Remember, the fastest way to achieve your goal is accountability. Are you ready to lean in to accountability and grow your consistency? See you guys tomorrow, same time, same place. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic day. Hello, everybody. Sorry, I'm a few minutes late just getting organized here. I am so happy to have you guys all here again today. Thank you again for taking the time out of your day, out of your schedule to have a listen and to be here. So thank you. Thank you for showing up for yourself, that your time and your purpose matter. And today is going to be a little bit more short and sweet, but I am honored that you guys are here and showing up. So thank you. Let's just jump right into today's Living Your Life on Purpose webinar. Did you all take action on yesterday's homework? Why? What is your why? Question number one. And number two, I asked of you, on a scale of 0 to 100, what percentage are you committing to yourself to take action on your dream? If you don't know your why, you'll never start. Or perhaps you do, but you don't follow through. Have you ever had this happen to you before? You've started different things that thought, you know, like, okay, this would be the thing. This is it. I feel the passion here. And yet you allow external noise or external self-sabotaging thoughts to just put the stop button on it. I had this thought yesterday, and not about this thing, just about past things and why I know I am so driven to do this thing right now. And I am living my on purpose, living into this coaching. And so that's why I ask you to sit on your why. This is why I asked you to sit and process these thoughts, because there are so many things that go into it. Why is it important? What is your motivation? What is your goal? You need to know a why. I am a 40-year-old mom to three who has been married to my husband for 18 years and together for 24. Why do I want more? Why should I want more? Why do I even think I deserve more? You know why? Because all of these things don't define me. These are all a part of me. But they do not mean that because I have achieved X, Y, and Z, that my dream ends, that I am living a life that I once dreamed of. Yes, that is true. I always dreamt of being married and having kids, and I am living that. But what else do I dream of? What else am I committed to going after? Just because I have achieved and have some amazing things in my life and have achieved personal goals, this does not mean that I need to stop and like just status quo for the rest of my life. Again, I'm 40. Keep dreaming, keep growing. You deserve whatever is on your mind and in your heart. If you don't choose your path, someone else will. Someone else will choose it for you. Someone else will dictate what time you have and what you need to do with it. So choose it for you. I was trying to look for this quote, and of course, when I need it, I can't find it. But there's this quote that's like, Sam Walton was 44 when he started Walmart. So and so was X age when they started this. And it's just so powerful because you don't have to give up on your goals at a certain age or a certain stage in life. There are so many examples of that, and I'm sure you have examples of that in your own life and are with the people in your life and that surround you daily. We all start goals and dreams in a place of desire, drive, and internal wise. So then, if we have all this and these feelings, what makes us take the leap, take the chance, and then continue to work on ourselves day after day? The dedication to ourselves, the desire to be the best. The best is very different to us all, but commitment to achieve comes from a desire to do better, to be better, and inevitably be our best self. So today, walking through your goals from yesterday, I hope that you see how breaking them down into achievable, tangible action steps where you can actually see and feel wins along the way, how that will hold you at a level of consistency and accountability. We have these huge dreams, but it's just that it's a dream until we start to activate it and take action on it. And to be able to do that, we need to identify the path to get there. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen sometimes in a month, in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years, but it's taking action on things now, on things today. So this is where I come in. Working with me, we get so personal and exact on these feelings and the outcomes that with my unwavering support, you will take action on your goals. You will see results in your dreams. Thank you so much for dedicating the time to watch and listen and hopefully learn and question what is within your desires and what is in within your reach and your dreams. I am here and look forward to working with you on your accountability and your growth. So, with that being said, I'm always here for questions and answers, and I will have more of those upcoming. I have a small, two small groups coming out, small group coaching and one-on-one coaching, and limited availability in both. In order to secure a place, I will offer you a free clarity call at the end of this call that will be live through till September 4th for you to book in with me. And we'll also give you $200 off either one of these packages that you choose to take action on. So again, one small group mastermind coaching, 3-month commitment starting September the 12th. And then I have a few spots left in my one-on-one coaching also starting for September. So I really hope that we can together walk through your dreams, make tangible actions, and I am here on your side to hold you accountable and to keep living your life on purpose. So have a fabulous day. Have a fantastic rest of your week. And if you are interested in learning more or taking advantage of the free clarity call that I always offer, then please reach out to me prior to September 4th. We can book you something in so that we can start to achieve all of the goals and all of your dreams along the way. So happy day, everyone. Thank you again so much for taking the time for me, and see you soon. Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.